Our scripture reading this morning is found in Philippians 4, verses 1 through 8. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all people. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of the Lord, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, friends, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the peace of God will be with you always. Pray with me. Let the living word penetrate our hearts and our minds as we hear a direct word from God. Holy God, decrease myself and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. I cannot take credit for the sermon title, although my writing style in almost everything that I do, I need the title first. So I've been working at Presbyterian Mission Agency as a communications specialist now for almost a year. And every time it's time to write a story, I have to think of what the tagline is going to be, what's going to make someone be interested in these words. So above me now, if you are connected anyway and go down many rabbit holes on social media, is the title of a video that went viral. On June 2nd, 2019, a 26-year-old man named Craig Brooks became an overnight internet sensation. Craig Brooks worked as a front desk agent at a Holiday Express in Austin, Texas. On this day, a woman called to make a reservation, and he had to tell her that unfortunately, you had to go through the 1-800 number to make reservations now. You couldn't call the hotel directly. Anybody else have that problem? Yeah. So during the transfer, the woman was on hold too long for her liking, and she hung up, and then she called the local Holiday Inn Express back. And she reached Mr. Brooks again and was transferred again. This happened repeatedly over the course of an hour. So after the fifth time, the woman was very upset, very aggravated, very beside herself, and feeling for the woman and her situation. Mr. Brooks asked her to stay calm and he would do her his best to help her. Well, this ignited a firestorm in this woman, and she told him she wasn't going to calm down and called him the F word, N word. You can fill in the blanks. We can't say it here. So Craig called the corporate office, told corporate what happened, and corporate, Holiday Inn corporate, said he had the right to deny service. What do you think might have happened on this Sunday afternoon? The woman, her husband, and daughter show up to the front desk. And just like anyone born in the 1990s, Craig got out his phone and started to record. She started crying and demanding that she get a room because all her family was staying at the Holiday Inn for a funeral. And Craig said, the Best Western is across the street. And she didn't want to stay at the Best Western. She wanted to stay with her family. And Craig said, you called me the F word, N word. So I no longer want to help you. And he said, and he continues to say, the Best Western is across the street. The woman began to cry. And that is when Craig Brooks modeled the response that we probably all need to have when things don't go the way we want it to. He looked at the woman and said, it's above me now. Her daughter attempted to intervene, and he said again, it's above me now. Sometimes in life, friends, you have done all that you can do. You put time and effort into something. Perhaps your doctor's report was not what you expected. Maybe you were waiting on applications to get approved. Maybe your finances wasn't what it needed to be. And you've given it over to God and simply say, it's above me now. Because God is able. In Philippians chapter 4, we find Paul writing a letter to the church of Philippi. And I'm often intrigued by the letters that Paul has written to all of these churches because we only get one side of the conversation, right? All of these letters, he's responding to something specific happening at these churches. The Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians to express his gratitude and his affection and love for the Philippi church. And this was his stronger supporters in ministry. Scholars agree that Paul drafted this epistle during his 2 years of house arrest in Rome. So giving some a little history and putting everything into context, Paul established this church approximately 10 years prior. This was during his second missionary journey that's all recorded in Acts 16. His love for the believers in Philippi is apparent in most of the personal writings from Paul. This church has sent gifts to him while he was in chains. These gifts were delivered by a leader in the church who ended up assisting Paul with ministry in Rome. And at some point while serving with Paul, Epaphroditus, the church leader, became very sick and almost died. But after his recovery, Paul sent Epaphroditus back to Philippi, carrying with him the letter to the Philippian church. Besides expressing thanks to the believers of Philippi for their gifts and support, Paul also took an opportunity to encourage the church concerning practical matters such as humility and unity. The apostle warned about Judaizers, those were the Jewish legalists at the time, and gave instructions on how to live a joyous Christian life. So the fundamental theme of Philippians is all about joy. Joy in all circumstances. Joy, Philippians 1 is joy in every part of life, even in the bad parts. Philippians 2 is joy in serving God. Philippians 3 is all about joy in your faith for God. And Philippians 4 is talking all about joy in just giving. Be anxious for nothing, no thing, no one, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Be anxious about nothing. In the Greek, it actually is referring to people here. Right. But we translate things in English and it kind of loses its way. But be anxious about no one, nothing. Do not get upset. Be anxious about no one. Be worried about no one. Don't let anyone get under your skin. Don't let anyone come to steal your joy. Don't let anyone put fear in your heart. So you have to speak like Craig Brooks and say, It's above me now. There is something wrong if we believe in God and we praise God today, but then Monday through Saturday become stressed out all over again. A lot of times when we start to work it out before the prayer, we want to create a strategic plan. We want to call wise counsel, and God is just saying, no, just talk to me. My grandparents loved classic hymns, and one of their favorites was, "Now let's have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. And now when you feel a little prayer wheel turning and you know a little fire is burning, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right." This is the type of prayer that Paul is talking about here. It is to be in the presence of God. It was a certain type of prayer that the people of the day would do when they were not near a church. You can tabernacle with God. We sing it almost every Sunday at my church. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. This is the type of prayer that God wants you to have. The second thing Paul says to do is supplicate. Supplication is to request. We serve a God that perfects the things that concern us. So ask God for the impossible. Ask God for the extraordinary. The God that we serve can do great things. Prayer plus supplication and a little bit of thanksgiving. And when you add those up, the peace of God is with you. And I'm not talking about this peace that money can buy, because it can't buy that. I'm not talking about the peace that is found when everything is going right, but it's kind of like the peace that is found with Daniel when he was caught in the lion's den, the type of peace that was found with Esther when she went to the king on behalf of her people, the type of peace that was found that Paul speaks about. It is the same type of peace that kept Job. It's the same type of peace that kept a 26-year-old when faced with irate and a disrespectful person can utter, "It's above me now. It's above me now. I have prayed without ceasing. It's above me now that I have made my request known to God who is able. It's above me now that I give thanks to God for all that God has done for me." Friends, whatever is pure, whatever is just, whatever is praiseworthy, think of those things so you can have the peace of Christ as well. Friends, the flowers fade and the grass withers, but the word of God remains faithful. Amen.